Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton from Your Harrogate Radio and welcome to the Asheville Podcast. This mini-series is all about you finding out a little bit more about one of Harrogate's leading independent day schools, open for ages 2 to 18 years. In the first two episodes, we heard from the staff. In episode 3, last time, we heard from the pupils.
I never found it difficult. From the first week I was here, it's been welcoming. Like, the teachers have been really good at getting to know me, knowing me academically, but also socially. Like, I can have open conversations with them about anything, which is so good.
And now in episode 4, it's time to hear from some of the parents.
Hi, my name's Mandy, and my daughter Francesca is currently in year 7 at Asheville.
Mandy, lovely to meet you. Just tell me where the journey here at Asheville began for you as a parent and for Francesca.
Francesca joined Asheville in year 5, and it was a little bit of a strange time because there were still some restrictions in terms of COVID. So we relocated from Huddersfield. So we came and obviously looking at different schools. And again, with the restrictions, we weren't able to come into the school and see sort of active lessons and that kind of thing. But we did come and visit the grounds and speak to the staff. So yeah, so our journey was in year 5, a strange time, but that's when it all started for us.
What were the standout elements when you came for that very first time?
Okay, so that's a good question, because when you come to a school, a big thing is class sizes. So the questions that parents tend to ask are about class sizes. So that was a positive. No matter how good a teacher you have, teaching a class of 30 children is a lot harder than teaching a class of 15. So class sizes were a big thing. Our daughter, Francesca, is a bit of an all-rounder. She's really good at sport. She's really bright. So it was important for us to get everything, really. So the sport was a big thing. My brother lives in this area, and he kind of said, look, it's worth looking at Asheville in terms of the sport. The facilities are great. A big thing, again, in the area that Asheville's well known for is its pastoral care. And again, a big thing. We want to turn out children that aren't just academically brilliant. We want an all-rounder. We want someone who's got sort of common sense and sort of aware of the environment and is part of the community. So, yeah, they were all big things. Another thing for us as parents is, and again, this is a contrast to looking at the schools that were the options where we were coming from, is the size of the school. So we felt that Asheville was not too big but not too small. I didn't like the idea of going to a massive school where she was just a number on a piece of paper or just a name. I wanted to walk down the corridor and they know her face, they know who she is. And I feel that Asheville's got that, yeah.
Really interesting that you bring that up, because I'm thinking back to the last episode that we did in this series, speaking to some of the students, and they weren't prompted, but they said themselves, and we spoke to one young man who had made that step from state education into Asheville, into the world of independent education. And he said that was one of the main differences for him, that he felt valued, yeah, as an individual. Before, Francesca was in state education, wasn't she?
We were in state education, and we lived in an area in Huddersfield. We were sort of in a little hamlet village, and Francesca only had 12. Well, there was 12 in her year, so it was a tiny school.
Wow.
So there was absolutely no escaping that. She was known by every single person in that school and all the staff. But I liked that. I liked the fact that people knew who she was. They knew what she was good at, what she would excel at, and what she was involved in. And also the community sense, where we come from, was, just, like I say, it was a small hamlet village. And coming to Asheville, it had that feel. It had that sort of unity and togetherness. And when you look at from the management, from the people right at the top, I could sense that they were all pushing in the right direction. And they, yeah, I really liked that sense of community.
And I would imagine, you mentioned Francesca, you're very fortunate. She's bright button, she's sporty.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's taking it all in a stride. The fact that it has been quite similar from that village community feel, yeah, to, albeit a bigger community, but a friendly environment.
Yeah, I mean, very much so. I mean, when we came to Asheville, Francesca, before we started, Francesca did a like a taster day. So she came and she was assigned a buddy who actually is, she's still really good friends with now, actually. And she had that day, and straight away people wanted to know who she was. They were interested in where she'd come from. And yeah, very quickly, it just seemed that everyone knew who she was, and she knew all the teachers knew her, hopefully for the for good reasons, we'd like to think.
I'm sure, Mandy.
But yeah, so yeah, there is that real sense of community there.
And with regards to the options, and I know it's growing all the time, first couple of episodes, we spoke to the staff, so lucky with the facilities when it comes to the extracurricular activities and the sport as well. She must be loving it.
Massive. That's a massive thing. When we came and walked around the school, and there was a lovely lady from admissions who took us round, and we were talking about the co-curricular activities, and she showed us the brochure. Honestly, I wanted to come back to school. It was just amazing. And interestingly, the lady that took us round, she was a climber, and Francesca, one of the many things that she does is climb. So we got talking about that, and there's a climbing wall here, and yeah, the co-curriculum is just awesome. The amount of choice these children have is just brilliant. And it's not just about sport, it's about the music, it's about drama, it's everything. It's like there's something for everyone. I mean, not everybody loves sport, not all children want to go and do athletics and netball and hockey, as it is my daughter does, but there's also the other things as well, the drama and the music. So yeah, there's a really well-rounded co-curricular.
Now you mentioned
activities.
You mentioned there that you yourself want, you saw him blown away and you want to start school.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm a little bit old though, I must say.
You and me both.
I'm
Mandy.
A little bit past big school, but yeah.
But coming in from West Yorkshire, and again something that has been mentioned previously, there is a stigma still surrounding private schools, independent education, wherever you go in the country, but in particular a private school in Harrogate.
Absolutely.
which is seen as, in many people's eyes,
absolutely,
oh, Harrogate is so snobby. But you've got first-hand experience. So tell me, what was it like coming in as that new parent?
Yeah. I get that people have this thing, if you say, oh, you go to a private school, it's almost like you're a different kind of person or you're somehow unrelatable. But the truth is, we're all just people that want the best for, I mean, education is so important. At the sort of face of it, the teaching and what's going on in the classroom, the small class sizes, that is so important. I want Francesca to come out with a great education, and I'm sure she will, and I have total faith in the school that that will happen. But it's not just about that, it's everything else, isn't it, that makes them sort of who they are at the end of it. But we're all just parents that want the best for our children. And there's a, having met lots of the parents and sort of got involved in the school and the community, everyone has their own story, everyone's different, and everyone just wants the best for their children. And that's what brings you here, in essence, really. We're all different. We all have our daily fights and our struggle. Everyone has their own story. But at the end of the day, we just want our children to get the best out of their education and be the best that they can be. And that's why I love the sort of Asheville motto, be the best version of yourself, because that's what we want as adults in life, isn't it, at the end of the day?
It's all you can hope for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in some people's eyes, they might turn around and say, oh, that's very cliche, but it's not, because just do your best.
Exactly that. I mean, just this week, the year sevens and the year eights, Francesca's probably sat in an exam as we speak. I just say to her, do the best. You know, if you've done your best, no one can ask any more of you. And that's what we do as parents. And all the parents I meet, we're all different. We're all unique. But yeah, we're all the same, aren't we, at the end of the day?
And you as an Asheville mum, you've jumped into it and you've got stuck in the...
Absolutely.
In the bits at the parents. So just tell me a little bit about some of the things.
I got involved in the New Friends of Asheville, which is essentially, I suppose, like the parent group, I guess you would say. And I just got involved because I like to feel part of the community. And it was important for us to get that continuity of education, in a sense of, it was a big move to move when she was in year five. So it worked really well for us to know that she would be in a school where she could move through from prep and then up into senior school.
And for anybody who's considering it,
okay,
why Asheville?
Yeah, so as you well know, Harrogate has got lots of great schools, and the thing you've got to do is go and visit, come and visit Asheville. And the thing is, it's almost like that X factor quality, in a sense of, on paper, there's all these great schools, but when you come, you feel that sense of community, you feel that they're all pulling in the same direction. It's not just about leaving school and having A stars. I mean, I'm showing my age there because I should be saying nines, shouldn't I? But
I understand, Monday. Yeah, it's fine.
You get me. So it's not just about leaving and having these amazing grades. It's about everything else. I mean, ultimately, you want them to be happy. You want them to be happy. You want them to be successful in and out of the classroom. And Asheville can offer that. They're the right size so that when your child walks down the corridor, they know who they are. So that's really important. The pastoral side is really good. They look after, they care for these children, and they give them all the additional things. The co-curricular activities are just outstanding. So yeah, I would say come and look, come and feel what we felt when we came.
Hi, I'm Andrea, and I've got Jessica in year four and Lucas in year two.
Hi, I'm Heather. I have Amelia in year four.
Ladies, lovely to meet you both. Thank you for joining me on the final podcast in this mini-series. Andrea, have you been a parent of Asheville since the beginning?
Yes, my daughter, who's in year four, she's been here for coming up to 7 years now. So she started when she was two, rising three, in Acorns, and has gone all the way through. And the intention is she goes all the way through to 18.
Let's talk about Acorns. What was that journey like, first of all?
Actually, it was ideal. When we first signed my daughter up to the school, Acorns didn't exist because she was signed up at 4 months old. And Acorns hadn't opened at that stage, so we signed her up for reception. And then to find that they opened a preschool that fit in with what we were looking for, that had the sort of teaching that we wanted and the sort of balance between play and learning, was perfect for us.
And what was that teaching that you were looking for?
I'm very lucky to have two very bright children, but my daughter is also autistic and was showing traits from a very early age. And I wanted somewhere that treated her as an individual, that helped her to learn, but also gave her the space when she needed it. And it wasn't a heavy environment. It was one where she was allowed to take a step back if she needed it. And we did an open day, as I say, much earlier than perhaps we should have done, when she was only 4 months old and literally in my arms. And met with the lady who opened Acorns, the staff member who was responsible for starting Acorns, and we talked to her and we talked about what their ethos was in learning and play-based learning, and a lot of the Montessori sort of techniques of play and learning by doing. And then they had open afternoons, so when she was two, she came here most Friday afternoons for an hour or two, so that before she even started the school, she knew where she was coming and who she was coming. And they came and did an interview at the house and introduced themselves to her. So it gave me that reassurance. By the time my son started the school, he literally walked in on his first day, did not look back, did not say goodbye, did not care. He was following his sister in without a blink. She started reception the same way. Same day, in fact. She walked in and she didn't even look back. Slightly heartbreaking, but very reassuring.
I mean, that is invaluable, isn't it? As a parent, that's all you can wish for, that your little one goes to school and they have that confidence and they're calm and they know what's what.
She's the same now. She has autism. Change is difficult for her. And yet it's been managed every stage of the journey. When she moved to a different class, the teachers took the extra time to introduce her to the new teacher, to introduce her to the new routine. When she went to a different building, they made sure that the transition was eased. And she loves going to school. She comes to school every single day and she smiles going in and she wants to be involved. She wants to be engaged and you can't ask for better.
How much from what Andrea has said, Heather, is resonating with yourself? Presumably your little one not got the same challenges, not got
no,
autism,
not the same challenges, no, but we have a very, very, very different journey. We started in reception. We're from an international location. We came in very, very quickly over the summer, moving from America. And it was fantastic in that Mrs. Higgins made herself available to us so that we could introduce her to the school. I loved the fact that the reception was a play-based learning environment, especially coming from America where kids are starting school later. It was really important to me that it wasn't overwhelming for her. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was really good.
So in the States, what age would they be starting school?
The following year. Okay. Yeah, so another year.
And when you first came over, yeah, was it independent education that you wanted from the word go, or did you weighed up, did you look around?
We definitely looked around at different locations, different schools, but Asheville was the best in terms of play-based learning for a start. So,
and that was key, because I know, I mean, you've mentioned it as well, Andrea, that was pivotal in part of your decision making.
And the teacher. The teacher, to be honest with you, Mrs. Higgins is fantastic. I'm sure you'll hear lots of lovely things about her. And I'm part of the New Friends of Asheville. I'm actually the interim chair at the moment. So I'm very involved with the NFOA, which is our version of the PTA. And that has really, really picked up since Mrs. Wilkinson joined. We've worked with Stephen Carbra. We've worked with a lot of the different teachers. We do lots of events and community outreach and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's great. It's great.
I'm not on the PTA at the moment, but I have been involved with supporting a lot of their activities, the book sales and the uniform sales and things like that. But I'm quite active in all the parents have group chats. There's a lot of community in the playground. There's a lot of support for new parents. We all try to help them share information, background, answer any questions they've got. So we try to be welcoming to new parents.
Oh,
and
sure,
I think that
sure,
there's a lot of space to be welcoming.
Yeah, there's usually coffee mornings. We try to do them maybe every half term to every term, things like that, just to make sure that the years are kind of being able to communicate with each other and let parents discuss anything that's come up.
I'm not just saying this because we're here and I've got two parents in front of me and there's staff in the room as well. But genuinely, from the word go, I've done a radio show here. We've recorded three episodes of the podcast before this one. Seems a real happy place.
Yeah, I think that is very, very true. I think the school has had harder times and COVID was very difficult for every community and school communities in particular. But we've come out of that and blossomed. My daughter started Acorns in 2017. and so I had all those years before COVID. And then our children were in reception when it struck. My son was in Acorns. And we've had changes of headmaster and we've had changes of prep headmaster as well. But those changes have been managed really well and it's grown and the community has grown. And when the new headmasters have come in, they have made the effort to get to know parents. They've had meetings with the parents. They've listened to us. They've allayed concerns because change is scary. And when it's change that deals with your children's future, it's really scary. So we've been very lucky that they've taken us seriously and wanted to engage with us.
Yeah, which is absolutely fantastic. Now that they're growing up, and it goes so quickly, everybody tells you, don't they, when they're at nursery, oh, treasure these moments, and you think, yeah, whatever, and then in a blink of an eye, they're little people and they're answering back and they're inquisitive. But the transition from step to step here at Asheville, how has it been for you both?
Yeah, it's been great, actually. I mean, they really take the time for you to get to know the next teacher, and there's a bit of a transition with coming up to the main lunch hall, so they make sure all the kids come up and get to experience that ahead of time. So, it's been great. They're really supportive. And quite honestly, it feels like they know the teachers before they even move up, just in passing or, you know, joint classes or PE or whatever it is, even for just gifted kids in the class, for kids who are struggling. They're really, really careful to make sure that they're putting them with a reading group that is at their level.
Absolutely.
You know, and they do it across classes as well, so that, mm-hmm. you know, no one gets left behind or put too far ahead of anyone who's in their particular group. So
I'd go even further than that. In year reception to year two, they blend the phonics groups, staging them. They have six stages across the 3 years, and obviously most of the children in the lowest set are in the reception. Most of the children in the highest set are in year two, but they do it by their ability, and there is no stigma attached to different groups. They don't number them 1 to 6. They do them by the teacher that is working on that group, so that there is no judgment or value. And when you consider that this is a school that has a lot of pupils that might come in from America or other countries and therefore start school later and might be behind, that lack of judgment, that ability to work at your level and to be taught as an individual, that really makes a massive difference.
Actually, one of the things that Mrs. Wilkinson said in one of her very first meetings with the parents was she was talking about how international our community is and how important it was to her to make sure that everyone was included. So, and it really resonated, especially with me, obviously, being international. But it's very true what she's saying. You know, people are put at their ability at that particular moment, but everyone's push to do the best that they can. So
we've stressed throughout all the episodes that for any prospective parents, guardians, pupils who listen to the podcast and want to find out more, it's absolutely imperative that they come in and they meet the staff and they do what you two ladies have so eloquently described, and thank you for your time as well. But we are very, very fortunate, I think, in the Harrogate area that there are so many fantastic schools. But why should parents, in your opinion, consider Asheville as an option? What sets it apart from others?
For me, obviously, at the beginning, it was about the play-based learning and just kind of getting our foot in the door because it was such a quick turnaround. Since our experience, we've been here reception through four, I think the co-curriculars that are available to our students is incredible. Amelia has clubs every night, pretty much. I think we only have one club outside of school at this point because there are so many things available to them. And for us, we plan to continue at the school until 18, if possible, dependent, obviously, on my husband's job. And it's been a wonderful experience.
And Andrea, you've already mentioned that providing things continue as they are, you would like your two to carry on and go all the way through until they're 18.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we first looked around this school, and that was many, many years ago, you know, 2015, I think. But we came at this, we had the luxury to look around, we had the luxury to spend time. We didn't have to have a school until she was four, and she was only 3 or 4 months old at the time. So we had plenty of time to look for what was right for us. And I think every parent has to come up with a list of what was important to them. And we wanted a co-educational school. We didn't want a school that was gendered, and that does narrow it down in Harrogate, because although if you want a through school, they don't all provide co-education up to 18. We wanted one that produced rounded children, rounded individuals. We wanted them to not just have academics or not just focus on sport, but also to be, well, I say decent human beings when they came out the other end of this journey. And so we looked at this school and we saw that it had lots of charity involvement, lots of teaching financial responsibility and personal responsibility.
Yeah, I was going to add into that the Future Ready program that they have at the school is a good selling point as well, to be honest with you. I mean, they are really making sure that our children are not just looking. I remember we went to the meeting and she had said colleges aren't just looking at grades anymore. They're looking at well-rounded individuals. That's what they're looking to do with the Future Ready program, isn't it? So the finances and the everything.
Absolutely.
Else.
And the thing is, we are lucky. We are privileged to be going to a private school, which has certain connotations, but also what you don't want is children coming out of here spoiled. You don't want them to come out of here with no real concept of how the world works or how finances work. You want them to come out of here with a sense of social responsibility. You want them to come out of here engaged and involved. My daughter is, she does charity club, she does choir, she does musical theatre as part of the clubs that she does here. My son does, has done computer club, choir. I want them to be engaged and involved and active outside of learning.
And the school definitely allows for that.
They do, and they've got so many clubs. I mean, in the prep club, that prep so school, they've just started one for vet.
I know.
Vet fantastic. Science club. I mean, in a prep school.
I love it. The new teacher used to be a vet, didn't he? So
yeah.
He's teaching veterinarian skills.
Future Yorkshire vet.
You never know.
So I think that when you're looking as a parent, what you need to do is say, what do I want out of this journey? Do I just want results? Do I just want somewhere to send my children for 8 hours a day? Or do I want something more? What else does the school add to their life? And when we looked around the school, we were looking for a school that produced responsibility, a sense of belonging, a sense of community, and a sense of engagement. Because that's what mattered to us. And I think that's what Ashfield provides. It's why we're still here. Because we wouldn't be if we didn't think it was meeting what we needed.
Now, if like Heather, Andrea or Mandy, you're a parent looking for a co-ed school in Harrogate with the right balance of pastoral care, academic ambition and a strong co-curricular provision, Ashfield might just be the right school for you and your child. They're hosting not one, but two opportunities to find out more at their Open Doors event for prospective parents in May. Their senior school and sixth form Open Doors is taking place on Friday the 17th of May, and then an early years and prep school event. You can book your place now at ashfield.co.uk. And thank you for listening to the Ashfield podcast.